Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Do not be afraid, you beasts of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the tree bears its fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their strength. By the way, the fig tree is symbolic of Israel restored, and the vine is the church of Jesus Christ. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow. Overflow. Say overflow. Overflow of healing. Overflow of miracles. Overflow of salvation. Overflow of baptism in the Holy Spirit. Overflow of the glory. Overflow. Overflow of deliverance. Overflow of the prophetic. Overflow of authority. In Jesus' name, overflow of the deliverance of God's people. Overflow of entire cities seeing the glory coming to the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. He is dealing wondrously with you. Say, he is dealing wondrously with me. As we were worshiping, as we were beginning, I saw a giant eagle flying and distributing to each one. And he said, I'm no respecter of persons. I give my people generously. And that was the theme that Jill shared in the dream. The Lord really was the main one who was, she saw the White House. But basically the Lord saying, all that is mine is yours. That I am a generous father. And we take tonight those that need a healing touch. We are coming to his house and receiving abundant healing where we need restoration, and in fact, major miracles where finances are concerned. God is giving multiplication angel here in the name of Jesus, distributing generously. So I will restore. God is putting refreshing over us, and restoration is coming and is at hand for each of you here tonight. That there is divine destiny has brought you here. And that as the only thing God requires is that you believe. That you believe. That you believe. Say, I believe. And it is that time. It is that time to receive his breakthroughs, his miracles. That we are in faith. This praise we give is not empty praise. This worship we give is not empty worship. That the Lord is enveloping and embracing and receiving unto himself, and then broadcasting it, blasting it over his people in major works of glory. Over each of you, that not one of you will be missing. The requirement is that you have a big heart to receive and reach out and believe. I am believing my God is a mighty God. And He's mighty to save, mighty to heal, mighty to pour out His blessing. Hallelujah. My God is a big God. Turn around, tell your neighbor, my God is a big God. My God is an awesome God. My God is a miracle-working God. My God is from everlasting to everlasting. My God is a God of refreshing. My God is a God of restoration. My God is a God of breakthrough. My God supplies all my needs. My God is leading me. My God is the captain of the armies of the living God. My God is Jehovah Rapha. My God is the God of miracles. My God is the shepherd of the flock. My God takes charge. I shall lack for nothing. But my God, He is the shepherd. My God is leading me. My God is the captain of the armies of the living God. My God is a God of victory. In any battle, in every battle that you are in tonight, we declare the victory because Jesus is the captain. He is my captain and your captain. He is the captain of the armies of the living God. My God gives the victory to each one of His children. Hallelujah. So go in the confidence that Jesus is Lord, that every knee bows, every power of darkness, addiction is bowing even tonight. Cancer is bowing tonight because my God, my God, my God is an awesome God. My God is a God of victory. My God is breaking chains tonight. Hallelujah. Over nations, over cities, over families, every curse is broken because my God is victorious. My God is leading me in a pageant of triumph. My God. Hallelujah. My God. My God. He's a God of abundance. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reba shakara baradabaki. Oh, my God. We praise His name. We give praise to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My cup runneth over. My cup runneth over because my God supplies all my needs. Glory to God. We exalt Him. We praise His name. Thank you, Lord. Raise your hands to Him. Give Him a big clap offering and a big shout unto the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. He is dealing even tonight, and in the days to come, you are going to see a harvest of miracle, because He is dealing wondrously with His people. As we have sought His face, as we have humbled ourselves in prayer and fasting, I just want you to know that He is hearkening to our prayers and our intercessions. And He's going to do, He's already in the process of releasing mighty miracles and supplies to His church. In Jesus' name, to every family, as we look to Him, that He is pouring out. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. As we get ready, some of us, a group, but they are the token that takes the victory for all. It says, then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. Some of us are going in a couple of days to Israel, but we take the prayers of all of you. God's letting us thank God that He's restoring Israel. He's the God of restoration, and He has restored Israel, and He has restored Jerusalem. And He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. Hallelujah. So no, we have asked, because of religiosity and because we have not taken His word seriously, we have not believed mightily. God says, believe in a mighty wave. Believe in a great restoration. Believe in a great revival. Remember 1904 and a young man named Evan Roberts God realized, came under conviction, there is more, and asked the Lord to do greater things. Be among His people. And God poured out as He had never poured out. And we call that the Welsh Revival. And hundreds and then a million just from that little place. Group of miners started coming to the Lord. And there was such a revival that came as God's people believed for big things. In humility, they humbled themselves. They repented, but they sought His face and saw awesome miracles. Great, great miracles. And salvations that people never thought among such a humble people. Tremendous blessing and restoration. Except people who owned bars went bankrupt because nobody would go and get drunk. The horses got confused because the miners no longer cussed up a storm. And the horses that worked in the mines got so confused because the miners, the glory came, they cleansed their tongue and cleansed themselves. And this is the great Evan Roberts started sharing from the glory. And Brother Derek Prince talked with a man, an old man by that time, who had seen, like, on the back of the wall, suddenly a manifestation of the face of a lamb looking at everybody, to and fro. And the glory spread. For a whole year, they had no criminal cases because nobody committed a crime. And they had to, the police were given white gloves because there was no crime. And they felt unemployed. The only thing they had was to direct the crowds as the churches filled up with hungry people. And the Lord is saying to us, I'm going to do it again. Yes. I'm going to do it again. Yes. And so in this, I think these coming days, the concluding days of our 21-day fast, we are going to say to the Lord, for our families, for our church, for our city, for our region, for our nation, do it again, Lord. do it again. And one of their primary agent by which the glory just would manifest, they had a song called Here Is Love. And from what I was reading this week, it says it was from the Welsh revival that the fire spread to Azusa revival. And Azusa, as Welsh revival started bringing million, Azusa revival was multiplied millions, were refreshed, and their lives were completely changed. It wasn't men's effort, because the Holy Spirit would suddenly transform and change the hearts of people, and of course give mighty miracles to confirm the word. When the Holy Spirit comes, and we are praying in and asking the Lord, give us the former and let it rain, and let the outpouring of the Holy Spirit come without limit. We are confronting major demonic opposition. But God says, do not be afraid before their faces, because you serve an awesome God. We have a mighty God. At His name, every demonic power, every opioid addiction, every and any kind of cancer is bowing before the might and the glory of Jesus Christ. But in this hour, Jesus is shining forth His glory as never before. And the nations are going to see such transformation. Only God, in His supernaturalness, can transform individuals and societies. I've seen drunks who lived on drunkenness, and people who totally would never, never, never give up drugs because they were so sold out, were willing to lose their families, their businesses for the sake of that drug, that they were instantly be cleansed by the power and the glory and the might of the Spirit of God. And that's, we are declaring the days of the glory. And in this hour, in this coming days, I believe God will answer our prayer. Do it again, Lord. Do it again, as you did in the Welsh revival, as you did in the Azusa Street revival, that we see around us broken lives and desperate lives. Only the divine might and glory of the Holy Spirit will do it. We are the agents. God is using our prayers, our worship, our praise to bring down the glory, to make way for the Holy Spirit to come and come again and baptize entire cities, just as in the days of Finney. Do it again, Lord. People would ride within the borders of great cities, and as the revival of Finney would spread, that people would get off their horses and give their lives to Jesus Christ. The thousands would get off their, as they would come on carts within a city, within the range, the glory would hit them. Nobody talking to them. They themselves, the presence of the glory. We're asking for that. We need that might and that power to break the chains and yokes. So I want to commend you. You are some of the hungry ones. And God supernaturally is putting that hunger in you. We are among the company of men and women who are believing for awesome things and big things. And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is about to lose his glory. And so in these coming last few days that concludes our 21-day fast, we're going to conclude by saying, do it again, Lord. Do it again. Raise your hands wherever you are. Say, Lord, do it again. Pour out your Spirit. Give us the former and let it rain. Holy Spirit, without limit, we declare our God is a mighty God. He is an awesome God. And he is the God of victory for me, for my children. Each of them are being touched by the spirit of victory, deliverance, and healing, restoration. And for my neighbor, for every member of my family, revival is coming. Let it rain and form a rain. Abundant harvest. We declare all around us. In Charlotte, Fort Mill, in the Carolinas. Hallelujah. Let the wind come. Hallelujah. Let restoration come in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What song?
Here's Live.
Yes. We're going to sing the great song of the Welsh Revival. And then I want you to believe for great things for yourself, for your family. We're going to believe for people in our spiritual family, breakthrough, miracles. Hallelujah. Praise God.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.